Joiner at 864-313-6990. And as always, go Tigers.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. We are live at Twin Peaks, 28 degree draft beer, beautiful women, incredible 80 high definition monitors all around the place. And the biggest surprise is the food. The food is absolutely incredible. It's a venison chili type of day. So we're back in the venison chili market. I'm joined by John Height today. How are you today, John?
Doing well, Walt. How about yourself?
Good, except that I can't hear you at all. Huh. Reps, because your mic isn't. We have lots to get to today. The focus of today's show, we're going to get to some other things as well, but the focus of today's show is going to be primarily the Alabama-Clemson game. And we're going to get to some NFL talk, but I want to spend much of the show, a good portion of it, breaking down Alabama-Clemson today. And by the way, I'm not apt to want to repeat everything I say today, tomorrow. In other words, I'm going to give you a breakdown today, and I'm not sure that I'm going to repeat the exact same stuff tomorrow. right, this is going to be a football breakdown. We're going to look at matchups, relative strengths and weaknesses. It's not going to be a statistical thing or anything like that. I'm going to talk about what I saw in the two team semifinal games that leads me to think this or leads me to think that. We'll talk about those matchups, what Clemson has to do. One of the things that that I sort of gleaned from the Oklahoma game is I think there are some things that Oklahoma did that Clemson's going to have to replicate. And then I think there are some things that Oklahoma did that Clemson's going to have to do the exact opposite of. But I think that Clemson may be capable of doing the exact opposite of. We'll get to that. We're also going to get to the concerns. I mean, where Alabama's going to attack Clemson, how, why, because there are some concerns. There are some major concerns. Look, the way I view this, I see major concerns on both sides. I think these are two really good football teams, but I don't think they're problem-free. And I think some of the problems are shared problems. Like, for example, I think both teams struggle with any team that has three wide receivers. Well, I got a newsflash for you. Both these teams have three wide receivers. So that makes me think that the quarterbacks could do some damage. And we'll talk more about that and every element of that. Before we get to that, though, and again, we're starting right in on that, all right? So just to be clear, we're going to start with Alabama-Clemson today. And if you don't listen to the show today, then you'll have to hear it on the podcast because, as I said, I don't think I'm repeating all this material tomorrow. You know, I'm going to do something else. I don't know what. But I think when you look at this, first of all, let me give you this because people are sending me this. This is from the Smoke Room. ESPN is making a slight change to one of its coverage options for Monday night's national championship matchup between number one Alabama and number two Clemson. The popular coaches film room, first of all, I don't know how popular it is. I mean, this is my guess, all right? This is my logical guess. Mm-hmm. If you're replacing the popular coaches film room with something else for the national championship game, I'm guessing it's not that popular.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's counterintuitive. It doesn't make logical sense to me to tell me that something is popular and then 2 seconds later tell me in the most important game of the year, you're replacing the popular item.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In any case, they're replacing the wink, wink, popular coaches film room viewing option with a Monday night football film room. Huh? You're what? That means Joe Tessitore, Booger McFarlane, Jason Witten, and Todd McShay.
Oh.
Oh, yes. My television will be glued to that channel. First of all, you put an SEC homer in the booth for the national. Well, I don't know if he's actually going to be in the booth. He may still be on his deer's hand. But you put an SEC homer in the mix to cover the national championship game. A guy who predicted Notre Dame was going to beat Clemson?
Yeah.
Because he did. So that chubby little deer stand homer is going to be a part of the national championship broadcast on your Monday night film room. He's going to be joined by Yogi Berra Witten and dummy Todd McShay, who still thinks that Matt Barkley should have been the top quarterback in the draft. I mean, and Joe Tessitore is best known for the fact his son is a suspect kicker at Boston College. I'm sorry. That may be the worst plan ever.
Yeah.
I mean, these people keep topping themselves on a daily, weekly basis. That is hard to fathom. Hard to fathom that you would, that rather than put college coaches in the coaches' film room, guys who coach the college game, know the college game, have experience with the college game, have been involved in this in the past, you're going to change it to Jason Mistake a Minute Witten and Dear Stan McFarland?
That doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense at all.
We're off to a good start. We're off to a good start on the whole national championship situation. You want to get in, come on out and see us. We already have people out here. It's good. I see Seminole Ted coming. He's saying he's coming. Come on out and see us at Twin Peaks today and tonight. All right. I want to start right away. I want to start because I always wind up running out of time. So I want to start with, and I want to get to some Clemson Duke basketball too. I may not get to that till tomorrow. You know, on my way in, Quack and Kelly had Coach Brownell on. Mm-hmm. And I thought one of the interesting responses was Quack had asked about Duke's three-point shooting not being as good as it's been in past years. And I thought it was a good question, and Coach Brownell answered it. And Coach Brownell said, you know, basically, though, they get a lot of dunks. And the problem now, you know, is any momentum-generating plays, which are always dunks and three-pointers. That's the way the game is played. But those type of momentum-generating plays, which may occur off of live ball turnovers and those type of things, you have to limit those elements without question. But the thought I had in listening to Coach Brownell's answer is that's the real problem this Duke team presents now that the past couple of years did not present, and that is they are a combination of dunks and three-point shooting. They don't shoot it as well from three, but they make up for that with their ability to drive the ball and in transition yoke the ball. And that's the real problem with defending this team, especially if you're talking about a half court. Remember in the Nebraska game, Clemson had a hard time leveling off Palmer and the talented Nebraska perimeter players. Mm-hmm. That's the challenge here, especially with a guy like Zion Williamson, who's really a face-up player who wants to go to the rim from 18 feet. And you're going to have to level them off somehow. And the challenge, of course, is, you know, you have to extend far enough to guard these guys on the three and not let them blow by you. And so that's the challenge. I think what you really almost have to hope for is I think you have to play a step off of them and hope that they don't shoot it well. And then if they do, you have to adjust to it. But we'll talk more about that. But I thought it was a good interview. I want to start with something I heard last night. And after me, and on Sports Talk, the guys were talking a little bit about Tua. And by the way, I think all those guys do a great job. But I fundamentally disagree a little bit with sort of their perception about Tua, respectfully. And that is this. And they're not the only ones saying this. This is a popular opinion. It's that Clemson has to contain Tua. That what you want to do is keep him in the pocket and contain him. I completely disagree with that. First of all, I don't think that's Brent Venables' way, all right? Because we've seen this before. We've seen him play guys like Lamar Jackson, and at the time, probably all of us talked about, well, keep him in the pocket, contain him. That's not what Brent Venables did. He went after him. I just don't think that's who Brent Venables is. But more importantly, I think that's how to lose to Alabama. Because that's what Oklahoma did. Not by choice, necessarily. Oklahoma did it by the fact they couldn't generate pressure.
Right.
And so Tua, who is injured, do not get this twisted, all right? He is still injured. Oklahoma afforded him health because they didn't make him move off his spot. If you watch that game, there were only two times that I remember that Tua ran the ball. One was for about 3 or 4 yards. Now, I'm sure that if you go check the box score, there are other runs. Many of them were not designed. They were. But I don't remember them. I remember one 10-yard run he had, which was a time he was under pressure, and he took what the defense gave him. I think you want to see how many of those he can make. Furthermore, when he's outside the pocket, he's free game. Mm-hmm. You can hit it. And Clemson needs to affect him in every way, and that means hitting him. Georgia has had no pass rush all year, but they affected him. They hit him. They caused his high ankle sprain off of his already gimpy knee. You cannot let Tua sit in the pocket and pick out receivers. You cannot do that. You have to pressure him. Oklahoma allowed him to sit there. And what did he go in that game? 24 or 27 or something of that sort?
Something along those lines, yeah.
He didn't miss any throws. He has three talented receivers and a talented tight end. Therefore, you cannot just let him sit there. You have to move him off his spot. Now, if this was the Tua from a health standpoint that Georgia faced last year, then I wouldn't be saying this. But he's not. He is still injured. I am not worried about him running right now at all. I want him to move. I want to force him out of the pocket, and then I want to clean his clock. I want to drill him. I want to hit him. And quite honestly, I want to knock him out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to do that by containing him. Georgia hurt him. Clemson is a much better rush team than Georgia. Way better. One team leads the nation in sacks, at least the last I knew, and the other team was way down in sacks. So if Georgia can affect the quarterback, Clemson absolutely can. Mississippi State pressured Tua. At times they did it by bringing A-gap blitzes. I think Brent Venables is going to bring A-gap blitzes. And the reason is, I think he's going to want to move Tua off that spot. That's my belief heading into the game. And this is the one game that the Dexter Lawrence loss concerns me. I was not concerned about Dexter Lawrence for Notre Dame. I am more concerned about Dexter Lawrence for this game, and I'll explain the reasons why in a few minutes. John, I'm going to give you a chance to, you know what? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break because we're up against it, and when we get back, we'll pick up this conversation. If you want to get in, you are welcome to. Walt up to the Road Rage, live from Twin Peaks. This will give you a couple minutes to think it over, too, John. Your initial thoughts on what I'm saying, because I'm still going to expound on this as well, this element. Walt up to the Road Rage, quick break.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
New year, new carpets. Get your 2019 started off right with Zero Res because they clean with powered water. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, get three rooms of carpet plus free hallway cleaned and sanitized for only $109 when you mention my name, Mickey Plotter. Book now by calling 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Looking for the perfect gift for someone on your list? Grab them a 2019 Twin Peaks calendar for just $15.99, featuring more than 80 Twin Peaks girls from around the country. The Timber Lodge Hideaway does not disappoint. Come check out what we've been up to this year. Available for purchase in-store and online at TwinPeaksRestaurant.com/shop. Get your Twin Peaks calendar and grab a 29-degree draft at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville.
Guns, guns, guns. It's the Great American Gun Show at the Civic Center of Anderson this weekend. Buy, sell, trade, guns, knives, weapons of all kinds. Bring your guns, tell your friends. This weekend, January 5th and 6th, Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 4. Tons of guns, knives, ammo, holsters, camo, shooting supplies, and more. Admission only $8, kids 12 and under free with paying adult. Don't miss this gun and knife extravaganza at the Civic Center of Anderson, 3027 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Anderson, South Carolina. Tell your friends, bring your guns this weekend. Be there.
It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock. plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the 8th year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
Changing. Get your vehicle ready for rain, ice, and snow with the new set of Yokohama tires from R&R Tire Express. It's easy. $20 gets you started with R&R Tire Express's Everyone's Approved 6-month Same as Cash program. Yokohama's durable technology keeps you safe on the road with all different road conditions. And at R&R, installation, flat repair, and roadside assistance, a $300 value, is absolutely free. Yokohama tires, just $20 with R&R's 6-month Same as Cash. Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson. RNRTires.com.
Relax, we're all in with our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office to get your debit card today or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders is proud to be a sponsor of Clemson University. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Tigers.
Hey, Clemson fans, check out gspairport.com about direct flights to San Jose, California. Delta and American Airlines have added nonstop flights for the national championship game against Alabama. Go to gspairport.com to learn more. Go Tigers and GSP Airport.
It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, whoa. Let's talk about this.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
Sometimes I feel I am getting kind of low. Thoughts I am thinking are the reason. So I try to remember without talking to myself.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, Weird WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. We're live from Twin Peaks, coming out with the show this afternoon, this evening. We'll be here all night. Come on out. Lots to get to. Before we get back to this conversation, and we'll get John's initial take on what I've suggested, let me tell you about My Garage. Family-owned and operated. They'll make sure you're treated as such. They serve Clemson. They serve the entire upstate of South Carolina and the mountains of North Carolina for way more than a decade. Look, listen, I've met their entire mechanical team. These people know what they're doing. They have over 100 years combined experience in the automotive repair industry. They do everything. Everything from computer diagnostics, engine repairs, strong focus on preventative scheduled maintenance, suspension works, brakes, AC, heating. By the way, that's scheduled maintenance stuff, people. That's not just an option. Well, it is if you want your car to die at like 60s. You know, here's the truth. If you take care of your vehicle and you make sure you maintain it right, it'll last pretty much forever. I mean, that's the way it is. But people don't do it. You know, they don't do what they're supposed to. Say, I think about changing the oil. Who needs that? I'll change it every 30,000 miles. Okay, I'll see you soon on the side of the road. Look, My Garage is well known for their work on the exotics, whether it's BMW, Mercedes, Land Rover, Porsche, Infiniti, Lexus, etc. But Lester and Roxanna want you to know that they work on any make and model of vehicle. Even if you own a 73 Pinto, just don't back it in. They're a Michelin Alliance dealer who carries tires from Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal. Complimentary brake inspection when you mention my name. With oil changes, you get a 32-point inspection if you mention my name. And, of course, they're the home for the robotic alignment, which is the coolest thing you're ever going to see. Your alignment will be perfect every single time. A human being never touches your vehicle. It's worth it just to go and have that done just to see it. 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson, 864-633-5800. 864-633-5800, Monday to Friday, 8 to 6. All right, John, back to my suggestion. Before the break, I laid it out why I do not think the plan will be to contain Tua. I think it will be to move Tua. I think it'll be to move him and therefore to hit him. I think you would need to drive him off his spot because his only comfort level right now with his injury situation, and again, it is absolutely clear. You didn't see it in Oklahoma because they never moved him. But it is crystal clear to me that he is anything but healthy. You are not going to see a healthy Tua Tagovailoa until next year, if at all. So It's my belief that you have to hit him and you have to move him. You cannot do what Oklahoma did, because the Alabama secondary, these people can say whatever they want. It is not good. All right. It's not a good secondary. And we'll get to that. Go ahead.
Well, I want to agree with you. I want to expound on it a little bit on individual players. I think, you know, you don't want to have him sit in the pocket. The speed of those receivers at Alabama and that tight end, we've seen it over the last few years when Clemson plays Alabama, that if their tight end gets open, their receivers start making plays, and you give whatever quarterback it is enough time, they're going to pick you apart. So I think you're going to see a lot of Kendall Joseph blitzing this game. I think the four are going to, you know, be able to crash the pocket some. He's going to start rolling, and you almost need to have Kendall Joseph almost in a spiral where if the second he starts moving, you just beeline after him.
Just to be clear, I'm not spying him at all. All right. And I understand what you're saying, but, and I've heard that suggested as well. You have to spy a healthy Tua. I don't need to spy this one. If you're talking about just trying to mirror him, but the bottom line is, I want to move him. That's what I want. I want to move him in any way I can. And again, let me be clear on this. A year ago, this would not have been the way I would have defended him.
Right.
Right. The guy who played against Georgia could kill you with his ability to move and make special plays that only he could make, with his scrambling ability, with his quickness, with, he had the ability to spin out of things. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was incredible on the move. He isn't any of those things right now. That is not the guy Clemson is going to play. The guy Clemson is going to play does not want to move. He doesn't want to move. He doesn't want to be hit. He wants to be protected and stand there in the pocket and try and pick you apart like Oklahoma afforded him the luxury of.
Right. And I think with, you know, we talk about the loss of Dexter Lawrence, but in a passing situation, I think Albert Huggins is very effective. I think our front four, and, you know, substitute Xavier Thomas in there as well, I think those four guys can create enough of an ability to collapse the pocket where he moves. So when I meant kind of like a spy with Kendall Joseph, what I meant was, you know, he kind of plays off a little bit almost in like a soft zone, and the second he starts moving, then he makes a beeline for him, and you go and hit him hard. Because I don't think you're going to see that much with Isaiah Simmons. I think Isaiah Simmons is going to be all over that tight end for the majority of the ball game.
And he better be.
He better be, exactly. And I think, Trey Lamar, you can kind of keep him within the box, and, you know, if people start moving around, you know, he can go make plays with inside the box. But I think Kendall Joseph is going to be the X factor on next. I think the front four can collapse that pocket. I think the Alabama offensive line is good, but they're not as good as they have been in the past.
Yeah, but look, here's the concern. This is why the Dexter Lawrence loss hurts here, because Tua is only 6'2", and right now he does not want to move. And this is why the Lawrence loss hurts in this particular game. In the past, if you had lost Lawrence, it would have hurt from a standpoint of Alabama's physical running game, being stout at the point of attack, not allowing Alabama to create a new line of scrimmage, these type of things. The reason the Lawrence loss hurts here is because of Lawrence's ability to drive guys right back into the quarterback's face. Because at 340 pounds and explosive athletically, he could do that. He's not a guy who's ever going to have big sack totals, but what he is going to do is he's going to drive offensive linemen right back into the face of the quarterback. And the reason the Lawrence loss is a key here is because that would greatly affect this Tua, because this Tua, again, wants to stand there in the pocket. So if you can push the line, if you can push the offensive line right back into his face, no quarterback wants pressure in his face, especially quick pressure, especially a 6'2 quarterback is injured.
No, absolutely. And I do think, you know, Dexter's a huge loss, but I think we saw last week and we've seen throughout the last couple of years that Albert Huggins, especially, he has a really good club swim move that he can get back there. And, you know, we've seen Christian Wilkins be able to push the pocket back. Not as effective as Dexter Lawrence, but
combination of Wilkins and Lawrence that Clemson does not have. And while I love Huggins, this is the game. Again, I had no concerns about Huggins versus Notre Dame. And this is not, just to be clear, this is not a concern about Huggins. Huggins is an NFL player. All right? It's not a concern about Huggins. It's a concern about not having Lawrence. Because This is where, again, this is where Lawrence comes into me because of that ability to drive guys straight back. You know, I'm not talking about whether Albert Huggins can beat his man and occasionally create pressure.
Right.
I'm talking about the ability of a 340-pound athletic man to take an offensive lineman and drive him straight back, bull rush him right into the face of the quarterback. That's what Tua doesn't want. That is the element that Clemson will not have to as great a degree without Lawrence in this game.
Absolutely.
Well, again, that's why I was not at all concerned about Lawrence Notre Dame. I am concerned about not having Lawrence versus Alabama. I think it's a bigger factor here, a much bigger factor, for an assortment of reasons, perhaps the less obvious one being the one that I just gave you. I think that is my biggest concern in that element. But I think you will see Clemson utilize A-gap pressures because I think that Brent Venables is coming after him. I think he wants to affect him, wants to move him. Georgia moved him. Georgia turned him into a pumpkin. I mean, and he was not effective. He sprained his ankle, and eventually it resulted in Jalen Hurts and a completely different type of offense. Oklahoma did none of that. Oklahoma allowed him comfort. Clemson cannot allow him comfort. I'm telling you right now, if the game plan is to contain Tua, and if contain means that you just maintain your rush lanes and you do not get after him, then he is going to kill Clemson. Kill. Just like he did Oklahoma. I saw Jake Bentley do it to Clemson. I have a newsflash for you. Alabama's receiver is better than South Carolina's. They have four of them when you count the tight end. If you do not affect Tua, you are not winning this game. I'll start right there. Let him sit there as a pocket passer and get in a comfort range, go in play action, and he will kill Clemson. He'll kill those safeties. It's the way it is. You'll find matchups that are to their advantage because they have four receivers. South Carolina early killed Clemson with wide receiver three, Smith, because of the depth of the wide receiver room against the lack of depth of Clemson's defensive backfield, the one area of concern. If you allow that to happen, then you are going to be another victim of Tua Tagovailoa.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I can't. And that's why that's not going to happen. Clemson is coming after Tua Tagovailoa. The stuff about contain is not happening. They are going to get after him. They're going to try and pressure him. They're going to try and hit him. They're going to try and affect him. They're going to try and move him off his spot. That's going to be a key. Move him off his spot and then drill him. You know, here's what you want. You want inside pressure to move him off his spot, and we'll see if that means blitzing. I think it will. And as you move him, now you want the outside pressure to hit him.
Right. I think you could see a lot of, you know, Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant having a very successful night doing that. If they're able to get pressure up front with Wilkins, Huggins, and potentially a blitzer in the A-gap like you were talking about, if all of a sudden he starts rolling and Cleveland or Austin Bryant can get off of their blockers, I think two of them are going to drive him into the ground. They're going to hit him hard. And I think it'll become a very physical, blitz-heavy football game. And I can't wait to see it.
Well, again, this is the first thing for me. This is item A. This is item A on the Clemson agenda. And that item A is forget this notion about contain. It's not about contain. It's about pressure. It's about pressure. Listen, in Mississippi State pressured Tua. They got after him. There were matchups that they won. Clemson's going to have to win some individual matchups, and I think they can. I don't think this Alabama offensive line is great. It's good. Jonah Williams is a very good player. But on the interior, they can be beaten. And I've seen that. I mean, I saw it in the Mississippi State game. Now, granted, Mississippi State has an unusually talented defensive front, but so does Clemson. And so my belief is that if Mississippi State can affect him, then, and if Georgia can affect him, then certainly Clemson can affect him. And I think that is what you'll see in this contest. So that is of all things to me, from a Clemson perspective, this is the first key. The first key is moving and hitting to a Tagovailoa, not letting him sit there as a pocket passer. Because, again, on the back end of Clemson's defense, there are problems. These are problems that we have seen against Duke and South Carolina, all right? And the problems have to do with depth of coverage. Alabama has three really gifted receivers and a tight end that has wide receiver speed, all right? That's four, okay? South Carolina didn't have four. They had three, and they ripped Clemson's secondary apart. All right, and Jake Bentley is primarily a pocket passer, and that's all he was against Clemson. If you let Tua, who is way more talented than Jake Bentley, way more gifted, way more accurate, and has way better weapons, including a way better offensive line, if you let Tua sit there with this notion of containing him, and you do not test his health, he is going to kill Clemson on the back end. Kill them. Trust me. Kill. Dead. You cannot do that.
Right.
You cannot do that. That is not the plan for this quarterback, this guy. Let me tell you something. If Tua is fully healthy, I was going to be honest with you. If Tua is fully healthy, which he's not, no one's beating Alabama this year. He's not healthy. He's not healthy, and it's Clemson's job to prove he's not healthy and then enhance his lack of health.
Mm-hmm.
If you understand
what
you're saying.
Yeah.
It's Clemson's job to make him significantly less healthy. You know that new surgery he just had on that ankle?
Mm-hmm.
I see how well it holds up.
Yeah.
You know, I want to learn about, you know, since only Alabama has this surgery, let's learn more about it.
Yeah. Let's get into this Alabama med school and figure out what they got going on down there.
No, I want to learn more about it on the field.
Yeah.
You know, I want to learn what happens when you twist it a few times. You know, I want to learn if the screws pop out.
Yeah.
I want to see what happens if you twist that ankle a few times. I'm sorry, people. This is football. It's not golf. It's not. Forget it. All right. It's Clemson's job to test his health.
Absolutely.
All right? It is Clemson's job to hit him. I want to hit him in the. Look, I'm not advocating. Well, in a way, I am. In a way, I am. I am advocating testing that knee and ankle every way that it can be tested. You know, send them back to the Alabama doctors for another session. That is what I am of the opinion that that's what you want to do with Tua Tagovailoa. All right, here's what we're doing. We're taking a quick break. We're live. We have people applauding that, by the way, in the background.
Clemson fans,
ruthless
yeah,
people, right. We are live at Twin Peaks. Come on out and see us. That's item one. Go after Tua. Hit him. Affect him. Test his newly constructed ankle.
One more game. One game stands between Clemson Tiger Nation and the National Championship Trophy. Clemson Tigers travel to Santa Clara for the National Championship to take on the Alabama Crimson Tide. For the third time in 4 years, Dabo Swinney's team of gladiators are ready for battle. And it all comes down to this, the National Championship game. Monday, you'll hear every minute right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get your choice of a 4-piece chicken supreme snack or a 2-piece chicken dinner for $3.99 each. That's a 4-piece supreme snack or a 2-piece dinner, just $3.99 each for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
If you love hunting and fishing, you'll be loving every day rolling on a set of the new Yokohama Geolander MTG003 from the Pendleton Tire Company. Its aggressive sidewall has the look you want and the tread design to get you to the woods and back out. So give Zach or Joey a call today and get rolling on the Yokohama Geolander MTG003 today. Call them at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Hello, this is John LaHoop, director of Clemson Downs. The Clemson Tigers are on their way to win another national championship. We join Tiger fans nationwide in congratulating Coach Deba Sweeney and his team on another stellar season. Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area. For more information, visit ClemsonDowns.com or call 654-1155. We would be delighted to give you and your loved one a tour of our community. What another great year for Clemson football. Go Tigers!
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
All right, listen up.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Tula Red Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are live at Twin Peaks, home of the 28 degree draft beer, beautiful women, 80 high definition monitors, and the food is the biggest shock of the whole deal. The food is incredibly good, and they're always changing it. And right now, we're in venison chili weather. So come on out and see us at Twin Peaks. Anthony writes, my biggest concern, can our interior O-line contain their DTs? This has been a good run-blocking unit. Tackles are good, but the interior pass-blocking has been an issue at times. That's a concern. We'll get to that later. That's on the list of concerns. More specifically, one player is on the list of concerns there. But that's not the biggest concern. That's not even close to the biggest concern. The biggest concern is what I just told you. The biggest concern is that if you don't affect Tua, he is going to kill this Clemson secondary depth. Kill them. You have to affect Tua. So you can forget this notion of contain. That's not, even if the Clemson staff says that, that is not going to be the game plan here. Trust me when I tell you that. The game plan is going to be to move him. And I'm going to emphasize that like I already have, because I think it is the number one key in this football game. If you do not, again, just watch what happened in Oklahoma. All right, you can sit there and say, well, but Oklahoma's forget that. Trust me, You saw what Jake Bentley did to you. All right? You saw what Jake Bentley did. I mean, he threw for like 500 yards. All right? His O-line isn't as good as Tua's. His receivers aren't as good as Tua's. His tight end certainly not as good as Tua's. And, oh, by the way, he's not remotely close to as good as Tua. So allow Tua to sit there and pick you apart. Good night. Bad game. Bad score. No one's going to be happy. Hit him. Move him. Turn him back into the injured pumpkin he's been the whole second half of the year, and Clemson's going to win the game. Honestly, I'm going to talk about a bunch of other things, but this game is really that simple. You let him be Oklahoma Tua because you try and contain him when you have the talent to affect him. That's not going well. That's not going well. I am not concerned with his ability as a runner right now at all. Because I just do not see him running 50, 60 yards, breaking a big play. I don't think he can. I think he is really limited in his overall mobility, and I think you have to play him like that. I think you have to consider him like that. That's why I'm not even all that concerned about maintaining rush lanes and that type of thing. I'm not even all that concerned about it. I mean, I want to get after him. That's what I think you do from Clemson's perspective. So that's the first thing on my list. I've mentioned the Dexter Lawrence element. Let's flip to Alabama's defense for a second, and more specifically the matchup that Anthony mentioned, because the biggest concern for Clemson's offensive line is the guy who won the Outland Trophy. It's not hard to understand. The biggest concern is Quinnen Williams.
Right.
Williams is a monster who is going to be either the first or the second pick in the draft, in my opinion. It's likely he'll go second, assuming Bosa clears medical tests, because he's not a defensive end. And in Alabama's scheme, he's your nose guard. But Williams is a remarkably powerful, explosive big man who nobody has blocked all year. That's the bottom line. Nobody has blocked him. He demands double teams on every play. And if you don't double him, he's going to kill you.
Yeah.
And even if you do double him, he may kill you. And is it a concern as to whether the interior Clemson offensive line can handle Quinnen Williams? But no, it's not a concern. They can't. Okay? I'm telling you right now. No, it's not a concern. It's that they can't. All right? That's not happening. All right? This guy's the best player at his spot in the country, and no one else has handled them. You're not handling them either. And I think there have been some concerns in that particular area of the offensive line. That's going to be tested. That's going to be tested. You're going to have to do whatever it takes to handle him. But at the same time, realize that, you know, in their odd front base, Raekwon Davis and Isaiah Buggs are both pros too. Mm-hmm. Raekwon Davis is a freak of a man. All right, he's 6'7" and 325 pounds, and nobody who's 6'7", 325 should move the way he does. He's a round one NFL draft pick. Look, he has some, you know, there are some, I don't know if you want to call them off-field concerns with him. There are some maybe character elements that need to be examined with him if you're going to draft him. But make no mistake about it, he's another terror, and he's another guy you have to deal with. And so, yeah, that's a concern. Sticking with that part of it, Christian Miller, son of Corey Miller, might be their best pass rusher. His health, he is a question for this game. If he is not available, that's a big loss for Alabama. Because the thing that this Alabama team has not had, that prior Alabama teams have had, the ones that Clemson has faced, is they've had great individual pass rushers. I'm not talking about team pass rush concepts or committing extra bodies. I'm talking about great individual pass rushers on the outside, guys like Timmy Williams. There is nobody like that on this team. And Miller is about as close as they have. So if you lose Miller, that takes away a lot of their ability to impact Trevor Lawrence without committing extra bodies. And so that's one thing to watch. Miller's 47. Watch for Miller and his availability. If he's in and if you watch him early and he's moving well, that's going to be a real plus for Alabama. If he's not in or if he's not moving well and that he can't affect Trevor Lawrence, then Alabama may have more problems. But, yeah, that interior or that interior of Clemson's offensive line, I'm jumping back and forth on each side. That interior of Clemson's offensive line is going to be absolutely tested, and there's absolutely nobody on that interior the quality of Quinnen Williams. It just isn't. It'd be absolutely stupid to even suggest there is.
Right.
Okay. He's gonna be one of the top two picks in the draft. He won the Outland Trophy. Watch him on a game by game basis. No one's blocked him all year. People try. You can't block him. He is absolutely unblockable. But there is a but, John.
There is.
There is a but. Do you know what the but is?
Judging by my guessing history on the show, I'm going to say I don't know.
That's funny. The but is that Oklahoma couldn't block him either. But by the third and fourth quarter, they didn't have to. Because in that game, Oklahoma playing as they were, he was totally gassed late in that game. I mean gassed where his knees were shaking, gassed. And I'm telling you right now, it's something to watch for. Watch for the war that Quinnen Williams wages early. Because I think early on, Clemson's going to have a really hard time with him. But the question is, if this is a competitive game late, is he still going to have the same juice and fire that he had early? Because I can tell you with 100% certainty in my film study, he fatigued against Oklahoma badly, badly. So that late in the game, he was no factor at all. The best interior defensive lineman in the country was no factor by late in the game. He could no longer do anything. Couldn't rush. He couldn't do anything. He didn't want to move. I mean, he was literally gassed. So this is the thing. You're not getting Quinnen Williams early. You're not. He's going to get you. The question is, can you get him late? The question is, if that Alabama pass rush dies down as it did against Oklahoma, because that's what happened. Oklahoma outscored Alabama 34-17 the last three quarters. It wasn't because Alabama stopped trying or stopped playing. It was in part because Oklahoma calmed down, but it was also because as the game went on, those Alabama linemen, who quite honestly, you know, you watch what Alabama did during the year, they probably weren't on the field for a million plays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Alabama was in a lot of blowouts. I don't know how many snaps Quinnen Williams played during the year. I never studied that element of Alabama. I never studied the element of how many snaps did Quinnen Williams play during the course of the year. But I did in the Oklahoma game. And there is no doubt that group, that Alabama defense as a whole, really fatigued as the game wore on. So there's that. Quinnen Williams, unblockable, incredible force, best interior defensive lineman in the country by far, but wore down in the semifinal game to the point where he was no longer effective in any way late in that game. Can Clemson do the same thing to him? I think that's one of the things. Another element. I don't care who Alabama starts at running back. The guy you need to worry about is who, John?
Number eight.
Number eight is correct. That is Johnny Height coming up with the right answer right there.
About time.
That's exactly right. Well done, John. That's the guy you worry about. Number eight, Josh Jacobs. And why, John?
He is a physical runner, and he keeps going. He doesn't go down.
He runs violently. Yep. John's 100% right. Trust
Mark
me.
Mark the tape,
say
Ramona.
Josh Jacobs. That's right. Mark the tape, Ramona. Score one for Johnny. Josh Jacobs is a violently explosive runner. A big, strong guy who runs like he's going right through you. He doesn't care who you are. You will not arm tackle him. I don't care who you are. All right? You're not arm tackling this cat. You're not. Forget it. I mean, this is an NFL back. It's what an NFL back looks like. He's clearly the most talented guy in that mix of the guys Alabama's playing. He's the guy you need to worry about. Those other running backs that Bama's playing, honestly, I don't care.
The Harris's, they're not.
I don't care about them. I mean, it's not that they're not good players. Damien Harris is a good player. He's a good player. He reminds me of some of those Alabama running backs a few years back. He's good, but he's not special. He's not somebody who's going to take the ball 50, 60 yards against Clemson. He's not as explosive. Jacobs is explosive, and trust me when I tell you this, there is not a player in the country. There is not a player in the country who runs more violently than Josh Jacobs does. So, and here's why it's important. Clemson comes into this game knowing two things. They have to move and affect Tua, and they have to take away Alabama's run game. It's vital because not that Alabama's been a great running team this year. They have not. But the run game is what opens up all of Tua's play action. And if Alabama can run the ball, I have a newsflash, you can't beat them. If they can run it, you can't beat them. Because if they run it, then you're getting Tua in play action. And if you get Tua in play action off of successful run game, I'm sorry, you have no chance to stop them. None. So you have to take Alabama's run game from them. You have to put, as strange as this sounds, Alabama has made two of their playmaker of decision all year. You have to guarantee that in this game. You have to make sure that Tua is the guy that beats you, that has the chance to beat you, and then you have to beat him. Then you have to affect him. But you cannot let, if Jacobs runs for 100 yards, Clemson's in big trouble. Big trouble. You cannot. Clemson is going to have to stuff this run game, and then in turn, if you stuff the run game, there's no reason to respect the play action game.
Right.
If you stuff the run game, then it's just balls to the wall going after Tua, and that's what Clemson needs to do. All right, we're live from Twin Peaks. We're breaking down the national championship game Monday night. And this is your breakdown. This is your Road Rage Thursday breakdown on the game. Again, I'm not repeating everything I said tomorrow. I'm not going to do the same show 2 days in a row. This is it. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break. Apparently not. Apparently I misread the clock. Ramona tells me I have 30 seconds. So there's that. Blue says, who's an Alabama fan, yes, the fatigue factor was true in the semifinal for Williams. Heat and humidity also a factor. That's a fair statement. That's a fair statement. It's 100% right. The weather there, the heat and humidity could have played a part in that. That's fair. Quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Live from Twin Peaks. Come on out and see us.
From the Priority One Security Studios, are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a